Okay, so the first thing to look at is what I called linkpassok.php. The OK ones, which I put at the end, are to tell me that it's OK to show it to you. The ones that don't say OK are the real ones.
This is called the first connector, right?
Right. So, link pass is what I'm really using, but it's got my passwords in it. So link pass OK is what we're going to look at. Okay, so this sets up my password in a module that I'm storing separately. Okay, so I put in localhost, and I put in the words localhost. I'm not changing that. I put in the words localhost. Then here, I need to, okay, there I need to put in my username, my password, and optionally, I can put the database here. I can put the database in when I get over as well. So bring that up. And I forgot to bring up the smart board, so I'm going to go do that. And also orient it. Okay, so again, I'm setting up this PHP and I'm setting it up separately. And I'm saying link equals mysqli underscore connect. MySQLi is the more recent version. It used to say MySQL, but they've upgraded the version, so we're using MySQLi connect. And then I say the local host, and I use that word, local host. I don't change that. Then I use username, password, and if I have a database, I can optionally put the database in here. Even if I put it in here, it's going to be overridden if I have it in my regular program, and that's where we put it. Or die is going to give me the could not connect as the MySQL error. And then I put in here print connected successfully, just so that I would know that it had connected successfully. Okay, that, once you're used to it and once it's working, I would take that line out. But that line is there mainly for reassurance right now that you've in fact connected. Okay, so that's the setup for the thing that we will call. So now we're going over and looking at connect one HTML OK. Okay, so connect one HTML OK. And I'm going to edit that. Okay, so here all I'm doing is putting in the connector. So I said include linkpass.php. Now again, linkpass has my real password in it. Linkpass OK is my version that it's OK to show you because it doesn't have my password in it. Okay, so I showed you linkpass OK, but I've got one that has my information filled in on it, and it's linkpass.php. So if I go to cisweb.bristolcc.edu/tildepgrossa, CIS 159S17, First Connect Group. Okay, I've got the tested connected successfully. So I've got So this is simply testing the connection. And the word connected successfully came from up here. Okay, this didn't do anything. The only PHP I have is to put in, include the link pass, and that's link pass. So I'm including link pass. And the main reason for doing this is you are putting the password in a separate thing. It's not part of all of your programs, so if somebody looks at your programs, they don't see your password. Your password is outside. It's in the separate module. Okay? So I've set up the password and the thing called password, and that's going to be used in a load of my programs. And then down here, I simply have the PHP say include that. And include that, it does. And from that, it connected successfully. So it has connected successfully. Okay, so first thing I want you to do is go and get that link pass set up and then do what I just did and make sure that, you know, copy and paste. You want copy and paste both of these, you've just got to change three things. And in fact, you don't have to put in the optional database because there is no database at this point. There is. I wasn't thinking. So put in one of your databases. Not a table, a database name. So you're going to put your database name there.
Is that where optional DB is, right?
Where optional DB is, put in your database name. So you're going to put in your username, your password, and the optional DB. Now this is the second password you got. They sent you two passwords, right? Oh, you've got two passwords?
Yeah, we have two passwords.
Right.
So would we put, like, for instance, mine's is lchow11, would I put at bristolcc.edu?
No.
Okay.
Has anybody got it working? Eric started nodding his head. Was that a nod?
Yeah.
And you've got it connected successfully, came back to you? So this is just a test to see if you're connected. I'm not doing anything in the PHP. I'm just making sure that you were able to connect to your database. That's all this is doing for you. And what did they name the password again to put in there? They sent you this password.
MySQL password.
MySQL password. And my Connect One, basically you can just copy and paste it. There's nothing unique in it, except that if you don't call this link pass, you have to call it whatever you call it. Okay, I called it link pass. If you call yours link pass, then you're fine. You can just copy and paste the second one. Or actually not even that, you can download it. Thinking about it. Has anybody else got it connecting? You got it? Download my two things, and actually I said copy and paste, but you don't have to. You just have to download my two things and change three things, the username, the password, and the database, and that is a database. So you're going to use one of your _1_2 databases there, and I would use one that you have put a, good, you're sitting in the right place. Because he's got it working. So you're in charge of telling her what to do. All right. Anybody else got it working? So you're downloading the Connect One stuff. You're taking the Connect One HTML OK.php, and you're taking the link pass OK.php. You're making changes to username, password, and database. And this is going to have the one of those two, your name, and then /1 or /2. This is going to have your MySQL password, and that's going to just have your username. Okay. So now if I look at the next one, which is 2HTML OK, this actually gets in and gets some data.
So on that second page, did you want us to add the PHP link on the one that says Connect One HTML OK?
I don't understand what you're asking.
Because it says include link pass.php.
Right. So that should be, you need to include the one that contains your username and password. What is going on?
pens really are lined up all right. I don't understand.
Okay, so on this one, we're doing the same thing, except that I'm now am linking to a table. Okay. So I'm saying now I've got the database, and now I am linking to a table. So I start out by saying MySQLi select database. And this should be the same database that you used in the other one. And that's why I said it was optional, because you're putting it here again. And in fact, if you have a different one outside, it will override and use the one that you've got here. So all I'm doing here is getting into a record, a table. I haven't actually done anything with the table. I've just done the reassuring things to say I'm in there. So I'm saying $result, which is a name I made up. Whenever you see the dollar sign, you know it's a name I made up. Actually, that's not true, because I mean $link. MySQL query $link. And then I said, select asterisks from, and that's the name of the table. And the or die always comes in. And okay, so again, we've got this, which is the where the $link came from. Okay, so the $link, yes, it is a data name, but it's one that I defined up here. So that's why I have to use the specific one there, because it's what I defined. So up there, when I was telling it my username and password, I assigned all that to $link. And now I'm saying $link, and again, giving the database name. So this is the database right here, and this is the table within the database. So that's one of your tables. Okay, so I'm using the select statement there and saying select asterisks from one of the tables in your database. So presumably you have a table called donor, for example. You could make this select asterisk from donor, and you'll see it say that it found it, hopefully. It does? Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, right. Okay. So far I haven't done anything. I've just found myself a table within a database.
I got a question.
Yeah.
The second parameter of the database, if you already have that in links, do you even need that parameter?
No, I think you can get away without it there. I tend to eliminate it on the other one and keep it here, because then the other one I can use with anything. So I tend to think of this as the real one. But in fact, I think you can eliminate it here. Yeah.
Localhost, my username, my password. It should work.
Say that again.
Localhost, my username and my password. This is for the original example, because I still don't have it working.
Well, go to the second one, because it's the same. yes.
Because it doesn't say username's password. It says my username and my password.
That's right, and that's what you're supposed to have.
Yeah.
Okay, so you've got your username and your password. And then optional DB doesn't exist, so either put one of the names of your databases. So you're going to be R gauge or something, underscore one, yes.
So I put two?
Yeah.
GraphQL DB was wrong out of there?
It would have gone looking for that database.
Why not? Supposed to have it out there? That's how they call it. Put it on the key. I was supposed to.
I think optional DB has to be in quotes.
Oh, even if I put.
It's got to be in quotes.
Oh.
Okay. All of the things are in quotes.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, my username is assigned right there.
Okay. So it's all within quotes.
That would be why I wasn't wanting that.
Okay. Has everybody else got it working at this point? Have you got it working? And have you getting hurt at that point?
Just once.
Okay, we got to get you in for anything else.
I have to download those, right?
Yes. Okay, so now we've got the fact that we've got set up a database and we have accessed a table within that database. Okay? So, now we're going to look at the next thing. Which is, I think, HTML, okay. I really need to number these better. For HTML, okay. Yes.
I don't know if Eric's busy. If you got a second, if you could help me out.
Okay, Eric, would you mind?
Just a nice little hard work.
Okay, so now throw in this next part. And this is actually letting you access the database. So I'm just adding in this while loop inside. Okay? So I'm saying while a row, and what I'm doing here is result got me the whole selection of stuff. Okay, result up there said select item number from item first. So I got all of the item numbers from item first. And how it's handling it behind the scenes, we don't know or care. Okay, there could be a million records out there. It's figuring out how to handle and what to put in the buffer and all the rest of it. But we don't care because that's its job. So we're saying $result equals select all of the item numbers from item first. And then down here, we're now adding a loop. And we're defining what a row is. And I just called it $row or a record. A row is a record. And I called it $row. And I'm saying MySQLi fetch a row from result. So result has all of the things in it. This takes the first row. And since I put it in a loop, the next time it goes up to the loop, it's going to take the second row. And the next time it's going to go up and take the third row. So within the loop, I said echo, and I put out a paragraph concatenated with row zero. And row zero is the first field. Row zero is the first field. In other words, it is the first field that I selected. The first field that I selected. So if I had had item number, item name up there, and I wanted to see item name, I would call it row one. So if I had said select item number, item name from item first, and I wanted to see item number, I would have used a 0, and if I wanted to see item name, I would use a 1. Okay, and there are only 3 records on that particular table, and you can see those are the IDs that are on that particular table. Okay, does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So in other words, result is everything. And then I want to process them one record at a time. And I do that by using the MySQLi fetch row. And I assign each row to the name $row. I could have called that $whatever. And then I would have used $whatever. But I made it $row. So I am saying I'm putting this within a paragraph. So I've got paragraph concatenated with, and the paragraph got me the spacing that I got there. I obviously didn't need that. That was just getting me the spacing I wanted. So $row 0 gets me the first record. So again, make sure you can do this. Do it with your table. If you're using the donor table, then the ID is going to be whatever you called it. And for now, if you want to look at these, you're going to go back to PuTTY and take a look at them, if you don't remember what you call things. But I think you probably called it IDNO if you were doing the same thing I did. The other thing is, if you can't remember what you called it, you could always say select asterisk from item first, and then get row 0, and you're going to get the first thing, which is the ID number. So you can do the select asterisk. And that gets everything. Okay, you don't want to do that in reality if you don't want everything, because you don't want it worrying about the storage for everything. But nowadays, that's not as much of an issue as it used to be in my life. Okay, my first machine was, I think, 32K that I worked on, or 64K, one or the other. And we were actually writing programs for that. So I learned to be very economical. Okay, questions? Has everybody got this working? Okay, you don't, but have you got it in at all?
That's the name of the other, so it's your name underscore one.
I think the one I want to look at next is 4A. So let's try 4A. Yep. Okay, in that one I had all of the lovely stuff about head and body and all that. This one I didn't put that in, just to show you that you can run the PHP by itself. Okay, so this one is just the PHP. I took out all of the other stuff and I adjust the PHP. And this one has, I wanted row 0, then I wanted row 2, then I wanted row 1, and I used the select asterisk. If you don't get caught up, Veronica, are you around 2? Because we can get you caught up if you're around 2. Because you kind of missed a critical part, and you're usually on time, but. Okay, so if I run this one now, this was just 4A. So this is showing the ID number, the, and then it's going in and going to the third field, which apparently was price. And then it's going to the second field and showing the name. So I went row 0, row 2, row 1, and I showed the three things. Okay, so I can pick these and pick what I want. Now, what we've looked at so far is MySQL fetch row. And fetch row gets you to the records, but you have to number them. I want field 1, field 2, field 3, etc. If I put a SOSH there, A-S-S-O-C, then I can go in by name. And if I put array there instead of row, if I put row, or I can have a SOSH, or I can have array. If I have array there, then I can either use the number or the name. Okay, and so we'll look at other examples in a minute. But essentially, I can go in and grab things by number, by name, or either. Okay, so array is the most flexible. If I say MySQLi fetch array, then it's the most flexible, and I can use either number or name. So, let me go back and try to remember which is which. AOK, we looked at AAOK, is still row. And the only difference here is I did row 5, whatever that is. Okay. So if I look at AAOK, and notice on this one I got lazy and didn't put spaces between them, so I've got them all concatenated together. Because the dot means concatenate, I didn't put the nice spaces in, so I've got them concatenated together. So this is row 0, that is row 1, and this is row 50, row 5 rather. Okay, the error is one that you can play around with. I put the wrong field name in there and everything, and we can play around with that in a minute. I want to look at a few of the others. I'm going to look at 4 table, okay. And this one is simply setting up a table. And in fact, I did it 2 ways. So I set up a table and I put a row in the table, and I only put 1 row in, because I only fetched 1 thing. I also did here I said select asterisk from item first where item number equals to 1, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1. So I am selecting a particular record. And I want item number equal to 1, 2, 1, 2, 1. Now, notice this whole select is enclosed in double quotes. So if I want single quotes around the item number, if I want quotes around the item number, I have to flip to single quotes. Because if I put a double quote here, it would end the select. So if I want single quotes around that, then I have to put them in as single quotes. Okay. If I put them in as double quotes, and I ran it, I'm getting a syntax error. Okay? Because the double quote ended the select, so that doesn't work. Okay, so when I put double quotes in around this, I get a syntax error. And at least it tells you it's on line 8, so that is helpful. And if I put the no quotes around it, it works all right as well. Okay, so I've now got no quotes around it, and that also worked. Okay, so notice that I can have it. It was a string field when I defined it, when I created the database. So I can have the quotes around it, or I instinctively would have the quotes around it since it was a string field, but I got away with it when I didn't put the quote around it. On this one, I put the PHPs in here. I put the table, rather, the echo of the table inside the PHP. Here, I ended the PHP, I started a new table, and for each element in the table, I put its own PHP in, and that worked as well. So the first line here got generated from here, and this got generated from here. So I can go in and out of PHP. And we've seen that before.
Could you use either or do you have to use the PHP?
What do you mean?
Like both?
I can use both of those examples work.
Yeah, okay.
But they're both in PHP.
Oh, okay.
This one, I started the PHP way up here, and I didn't end it till down here. So there's the PHP. Okay, so the PHP ran from here down to there. So the whole thing is in PHP. Then the other one, I was out of PHP. I started an HTML table. And then when I wanted to get information from PHP, I went back into PHP, got the information, went back out, set up the next TD, went back into PHP, went out. Frankly, I think that's a pain in the neck, but it works. Okay, I mean, just simply because it's more right. But the echo, when I went, if I want to do an echo, the data that I got from the PHP, I have to be in PHP. One way or the other, I've got to be in there. Okay, now this one also looked at whether I was successful. Okay, so I got up here, I said select asterisk where the item number equals 12121. And then I said echo out the result. And that one right there is the result. Okay, I didn't skip down a line or anything. And I did that just to show the result will tell you how many you got. It's got the stuff behind the scene, it will access it. But I'm now saying MySQL, I want to know the number of rows in result. And so result has one row in it, and so it gives you the one. Okay? MySQLi, number of rows in result. So at the end of doing this select, there was one row in result. And it's now telling you the one, and I echoed that out. And then I said, okay, if MySQLi num rows result equals zero, then put up the word problem with the query. Okay. So if I go in here, and I change this to a zero, which is not a legitimate number, and I run this, it comes back and tells me, first of all, that there was zero rows, and then it comes back and tells me problem with query. Okay. So if MySQL number of rows is equal to zero, and notice the equals, it's like in JavaScript, two equals, so it's saying equals zero. So if the number of rows and results equals zero, and I know it is because I just put out what the number of rows was, and it was zero. And so if it's equal to zero, I'm saying there is a problem with the query. And then I am exiting after I say that, so that I don't drop down and do all the rest. I'm exiting out of the program. Okay. Questions? Okay, I'm going to fix this one back up the way it was before I save it. I'm not sure this does actually anything else. Oh, I guess this assigns the number of rows to numRow, and then I'll echo out numRow and check numRow to zero, but that's kind of just the same. In this one, I know I'm only going to get one record, so I didn't even bother to set up a loop. Okay, so in this one, I didn't set up a loop because I know I'm going to get at most one record because that's a unique ID, and so I'm going to get at most one record. So I don't need a loop. I can simply say echo all this stuff. Row equals MySQL, and that extracts a row. And then I say, show me row zero and show me row one. Okay. So if I run this one, and this one is called where. Okay. So I am showing the one that tells me I got one record, and then I'm showing the 1212, which is row zero. So I'm showing this, and the echo at a DR in front of it. So the one dropped out to the next line. Because when I did the echo, I put a BR in before I put the number of rows. So if you're sure you're going to only have one record, just like in anything else, you don't have to set up a loop to process it. You can just dump the stuff out. if you know you only have one record. And again, result is the whole collection that the select gets you. Row is after I do a fetch row. So I am getting a row. Since there's only one, I only have to do it once. If I have a loop, I've got to do it multiple times. And actually, I should have been clicking that. Okay. Come on. Okay. Five. I wish I knew which was which. We're going to try 5 HTML, okay? Let's see what that is. Yeah. Okay, this one. Okay, this is showing the name. And I said select asterisk from donut. Clearly, since all I wanted was the name, I could have said select name from donut. So I could have just said select name from donut if I wanted to there instead of the select asterisk. I get the loop set up. After I get the result, I set up the loop. And I say a row is now fetch array. So I've now put, instead of row, fetch array. So that means I can use either row with a number in here, or I can use row with the field in here. Either one. And I used it with the field name. So I've got row, and I want to extract a name. And I want to print out a paragraph that says name equals and then give the name. This time I'm using the donor table. And I happen to have the donor table and the donor database are both called donor. Probably not the best thing to do in the world because you can end up totally confusing yourself. But I have a donor database and a donor table. So this is the database. Yeah, right. That's a D. And this is the table. And I'm using LinkPass. LinkPass had a database name in it. I'm overriding it by putting use link and change it to donor. So I'm overriding it there. Okay. And the next five one says donor, and I'm not sure what this is, but I'm going to try it. Yeah, I mixed and matched. That's good. I thought that was the next one. All right, thank you. So this is donor two, okay. Okay, connect five, donor two, okay. Okay, I've got two lines there. One that put it out using the name, and one that put it out using the number. Because with array, I can do either one. So down here, I'm saying put out the ID number, put out the name, and down here I'm saying put out zero, put out one. Okay, and I put them both within the same paragraph. So with the MySQL fetch array, you can do either one. Row only lets you do the number. And the next one we're going to look at is Assoc, which only lets you do the name. Connect 5, row Assoc. Okay, so apparently I'm doing both there. Okay, so on this one I did multiples. And in fact, when I give you your homework, I'm going to ask you to do multiples like this in here. On the first one, I said select the item number, item name from item first, where item number equals 12121. And then I did an if not result, it will die. So if there's nothing in result, that means it will die. And then I said, okay, make the row equal to the row I'm getting from result, and this is using row, and so I'm using the numbers. On the next one going down, closing clear. So there was row, and I got numbers. On the next one down, I'm using Assoc. So Assoc gets me the name, whereas up here, row got me the number. And on the next one, we'll see array, and array allows me to do the name, but it also allows me to do the number, so it allows me to do both. So Assoc allows me to do both. And I did both down there. I did item number for the item number, and I did a 1 to get the item name. So Assoc allows me to get both. And then I did array 2 more times, once with just the numbers and once with just the names. And this time I put what actually is an older version, MySQL Assoc, MySQL Num, which takes array and says, really, I want you to do the associate, and takes array and says, really, I want to do the num. And I'm not really recommending that, but I just want to point out that is a way to say, okay, here's an array, but I really want you to track like it's an Assoc. And here's an array, but I really want you to act like it's a num. As I said, they had too many people sitting at the table sometimes, you know, and coming up with too many possibilities. So this, as you can see, allowed me to do all of these within the same program. Okay, I just switch from do another select, do this, do another select, do this, and I can just keep selecting and doing different things if I want to. And this one was called row associate. And so there's the results. Okay, there's the results of this one. Thank you. I don't remember what this one is. I actually don't remember what's different about this one. So we'll try and see if we can see something. The fact that I've got the word test on it means usually that I was playing with something. And you may not even have that. Do you have that even? Or was test out there that I was just playing with it? When you downloaded, did you get the one called Connect 5 Row Associate Test?
Yeah,
it
doesn't work, so I'm
in the door table. Okay. And I was basically doing the same thing I did in the previous one. If I put the word up test, it usually means I want to play with something without messing up the original. Okay, so that basically goes through the basic things in the Kinect. And I want to look at a couple of things over under Kinect 2. So you can download Kinect 2. And over break, I would suggest you take a look at some of these. If you want help, because the homework I'm going to give you is going to involve using SQL, more complicated SQL statements, and a lot of these do it. So, for example, I'm just going to pick one. Okay, so I said here, well, actually, let me go back and pick an earlier one. Okay, so here I'm going in and I'm starting using selects. So I said select asterisks from donor where state equals Rhode Island. So you know all those SQLs that you wrote in PuTTY when you wanted to see something from the table? I can write any kind of SQL up there and I can see the stuff from the table. Okay, so this one is 8A okay. Only this one is second connect group. And it is connect 8A okay. Okay, so on this one, I said I wanted everybody that equals Rhode Island. And when I came down here to put it out, I used array. And so I put out the ID number, I put out the name, I put out the city and I put out the state using the names. But the important thing is I said select asterisk from donor where state equals Rhode Island. So you're only going to see the records that have a state of Rhode Island. Okay? So if I pull that up here, those are the only two that are out there, are the two with the state equal Rhode Island. So now if I look at 8B, I said where year goal is less than, and I set up a variable. So here I have a variable called year goal, and I set it equal to 2000. So in my select statement, I'm saying select where donor from donor where year goal is less than year goal. So if I go in here and run this one, this is 8B. I put out the city and then I put out information. Yeah.
I have a question. On the link past donor.php, would I have to make that whole like link over again? Or
say this again? Where
like,
are
I'm
you?
Not getting how come I'm not linking the page to work through SQL. Because right there where you have link past donor.
Yeah.
Like I'm not getting what I would have to put there myself.
I changed link paths. Okay, so I have a version, sorry I didn't mention it. I have a version of this called link paths donor, which has donor in it. You don't have to do that. But I changed, and I, for some reason, I have just like your link paths, mm-hmm. only this one has where the optional DB is, it has donor. And the other one used to have test first or something. So I've changed it over to donor. So if I look at this one, you're going to see my username, the password. And for some reason it's decided I can't write anymore. There it is. And then you're going to see donor under where I had optional DB. So I had optional DB there. You're going to now see donor. You have to do that? No. And in fact, if you have the link path set up with no database, then it's happy. But even if it is set up with one, it doesn't override. Okay. But I just sent up a different link path. And the only difference about it is I wrote the word donor where optional database is. Not really needed because I'm linking to the donor here. Okay, so basically these go through and show a series of things. And here I experimented with year goal in and out of quotes. So let's try that one. So this is going to be 8C. Okay. So the first one, this is showing where year goal is less than 300. Okay, so we're seeing 250, we're seeing 50, we're seeing anybody that is less than 300 because I established year goal is 300. Okay, so one of them I did without the quotes, and there's the one without the quotes. And I commented out the one with the quotes. So now we're going to experiment with this and see if we need the quotes. So I'm going to change this and get rid of those two. And I'm going to put the two slashes in there that comments that line out. Okay? And do a save. And do a refresh. And I've got it now without the quotes. And notice what it shows you when you look at the PHP. It just shows you the output that it's sending out. It just shows you, it doesn't show you any of the work that went on behind the scenes. It's just showing you what it's sending to the browser to put out. And it's telling the browser, put out, connected successfully, put out a BR, put out the ID, put out a BR. It's just sending to the browser what it is you want to put out. And those are the things that it put out. And then 8D has two things going on. It has the year goal less than 300 and the state equal to Massachusetts. So I've got a select going on there that has two things that have to be true. So I can write my selects anything that I want to, anything that I can do otherwise, I can put in here. And there's the result. And I'm going through these, and you can look at the detail, but really the only thing I'm changing on these is the selects. And this one I said, where year goal is null, and the state is Rhode Island. So I'm changing what I want in the selects. And if this one we look at has an E, and that's the only one that was null. And Rhode Island. So that's the one that is showing up. It's got a year goal that's null, and it's got a state in Rhode Island, and that's what I asked for. So when I do the select, I am taking records from the table, storing them in $result, however I'm storing them. Storing them in $result, and then extracting them one row at a time using the while. And F has my standard one. Where I've said I want everybody where the year goal is null or less than 2,000. So I want them to be Rhode Island and either less than 2,000 or null. So this one is less than 2,000, that one's null, and they're both Rhode Island. And then the 9 set gets a little bit more. Well, actually it doesn't. That one's fairly easy. Give me everybody that has an ID of 4, 5, 6. And again, in this one, I don't have to, since I'm going for a specific ID, I don't need a loop. I can just write out the record because I'm going for a specific ID. So if I look at 9A, okay. Only it's 9A, okay. I'll manage to get this eventually. There we go. So that is person 45654, and I am extracting them. So essentially, the 9s give you more examples. And and I didn't get a picture of that. So I would look these through. Some of them are compound, and the nines, and we'll look at them when you come back, but I'm just throwing them out there at you, that in doing the homework, these might be helpful to take a look at, because I've set up a whole bunch of things there. So this one is a compound where I'm asking where the state equals mass and the city is equal to Rhode Island, or the state equals Rhode Island. I'm sorry, state equals mass and Fall River, or Rhode Island and Providence. Okay? So I'm asking compounds. So I want to see everything that is mass in Fall River or Rhode Island and Providence. And that will be the last one we look at, given the time. Okay, so I have Providence, Rhode Island, and Fall River, Mass are the only ones that I'm seeing. Okay, so we're done. But that select can be as complex as you want it to be. Did you get caught up at all? Or?
Yeah, I was going through the other ones.
So I'm going to post a homework assignment that basically has you putting in a variety of selects and trying this out.
My problem is I didn't know I had to be connected to the phone sheet. I did everything right. I just put out the thing and it worked.
I don't think you do. But what I said was, you're going to have to figure out how to do date in MySQL. This is how I did it in Oracle.
I put a note up there because I wanted you to go get the date and figure out how to do it in MySQL.
So any way that you want to do it in MySQL that works is fine. Okay?
Yeah.
So either tonight or tomorrow I will post the homework assignment, because I just didn't know how far we were going to get.
Tomorrow would make it feel so much better.
Than tonight?
No, I'm just kidding.
There is nobody who's so caught up that they care.
Not I just need to catch up in DB. That's where I need to catch up mostly.
Well, you have a week, and we've just decided Eric's going to be here from 11 to 4 on Tuesday and Thursday. Yeah.
Next week?
Yeah.
11 to 4.
For the great pay that he receives. chance they take this worm away for something, the help desk will know where he is. He'll tell the help desk where he is. We'll assume the K-112 is open, but it takes at least 2 weeks to reserve a room, so if I sent something in now, I wouldn't know. So we'll assume this room is going to be free.